The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Eclipse Hangover edition, perhaps. Dom, how you doing?
I'm good, Crudy. Good to see you again in studio here in Madison. Rich, working hard on the board. Thank you, brother. Of course, our fair audience, thank you for hanging out for the political party. How are your eyes feeling today, man? You know, after watching the eclipse last night.
Blurry.
A little red, a little sore. A
little blurry.
Is that the rum or the sun?
If I had to blame someone or something, it would
be
you.
Dominic, you're Dominic. Welcome.
I believe you might have made sure that I was overserved.
Well, you
just
know,
your company does it to me.
I am not a role model, Michael.
Certainly you were not. Nor am I ever. Enjoyed the company of our program director, Catherine. Don't know if she enjoyed mine. But glad she came down and joined us.
Yeah, for sure.
On the street, State Street. Here in Madison,
oh, WMDX. Summertime studios. In Wisconsin, it's a hell of a thing to beat.
Oh, my wife and I were just talking about it. She's like, I hate this state. I said, how could you say that on the most glorious day
of the year so far?
Yes,
right?
Yes. Now it's all worthwhile. This window of time, this opportunity. So, you know, am I feeling less than fully exuberant? Perhaps.
Maybe.
But the show must go on.
You're a professional. I know you'll soldier through.
I did go to college with you. We did some soldiering, if you will. You know, Dom, I was interviewed like a week ago in the studio. And I don't know if I've mentioned it to you, but after you depart tomorrow, I've got a German documentarian coming in studio to interview me.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be big in Germany. I'm going to be like David Hasselhoff. Remember, he was big in Germany.
He was big in Germany. Yes, he was.
So I'm hoping that we're going to have an alternative following in Germany.
Oh.
This, as it was described to me, although maybe I'm getting, you know, maybe I'm getting Borated or something. Who knows?
Who knows? Just keep it in your pants, man. Stay out of the hotel rooms, Giuliani.
Why would you go there? how am I going to end up in a hotel room?
I mean, you never know. I mean, how did Giuliani end up in a hotel room?
That, well, it was a setup, Jerry.
Yeah.
Dom.
Michael.
My understanding is the documentarian is doing a study on the Republican Party. Again, the question, so why are you coming to see Crudy?
Ah, well, you know, they have a great experience with fascism over in Germany. They know of what they speak. That's going to be interesting. I look forward. You should ask the documentarian a few questions.
Something to the effect. I paraphrase, you know, when he told me I was busy preparing for a fine show and I never knew if he'd follow up, and he did. Who knew he would? He scheduled for tomorrow at 2. But this documentarian, this German guy, said he's documenting the Republican Party from Ripon to the RNC.
Ooh.
And I'm like, does he know how we're going to party at the RNC? You know, we've got sort of an alternative plan at the RNC.
An alternative plan, yes.
We'll keep it quiet for now. Don't want trolls.
Yes. Not yet.
We'll get there. But I am a little hungover. I got to be completely honest.
You don't have to be honest, man. It's okay. You don't have to talk about it.
You know, I for a hangover, I feel okay, but I'm clearly not at my best.
When would you say you're at your best?
100%?
Yeah. The A game. Like, what's the guarantee of Crudy's A game? Because I know sometimes you don't sleep very well. I mean, hell, you're up to like 3 o'clock in the morning the other night.
I was. Yeah. My A game was 1993.
We're at the Angel basketball courts.
My strength peaked in 1999, and
it's all been downhill from there.
Basically,
yeah.
Y2K killed me.
Yeah.
Dom. Anyways, not trying to be overly self-indulgent, but here I am. I'm
not trying to be.
You've got a beer t-shirt on.
It comes naturally.
Your black t-shirt. It's yes. Always black because black is slimming.
Yes, it is.
And three beers. And what is the...
It's Praha. It's from Prague, from Czech Republic, when I went to go visit Izzy when she was over there.
When you went partying.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's turn my attention, if I can, to what happened a week ago.
A week ago.
As I started telling the story, like... Earlier this segment, a week ago, CNN came right here. Jeff Zeleny, their national reporter guy. And I had the good fortune of being a selected subject of this interview from CNN. And the topic, unfortunately, not my favorite topic, third-party candidacies. And specifically, I was asked about Robert Kennedy Jr. and I guess Jill Stein ultimately. And... an article published right away, and we shared the article, but we were kind of holding back because we were waiting for this to appear on the CNN. It's a TV show, right? It's a network. They could use me a lot. I mean, I really should have a job there. Contributor paid, as long as it's paying. But anyways.
Any paying job will do.
They had warned me, you know, you're only going to get like 18 seconds. We're going to interview you, but we're only going to take like one sound clip.
Quick cuts, man. It's not like radio show. You got 3 hours to, you know, indulge yourself.
Yeah, I've been doing that just in this segment.
Yeah.
But anyways, Rich, going to need your help. Our fine producer, Rich, did the hard work. Actually, I got to give a little tip of the cap to Alan Robinson because he's the one that tipped me off. Alan Robinson, our fine sponsor partner from Herbal Aspect. New products there. The devil's lettuce. We'll talk about that soon. But Tom, Alan said, hey, saw you on CNN, Anderson Cooper, 360. Great job. I'm like, what?
Huh?
They promised they would tell me.
They didn't tell you.
They didn't tell me.
You didn't get the memo.
And they didn't post it. As near as I can find. Rich can't find it. I can't find it. Google. It's worth the Google, but you cannot find Crudy's fine appearance. Article. You can find an article. Hell, I Googled the article. It's all over the... I didn't know, but like lots of news agencies apparently reprint CNN because Crudy's nearly famous just from the digital side. But I look good that day. I was wearing a suit.
I wore a suit yesterday, man. Very
different
dapper.
Suit. Oh, different.
Look
different
at you suit. With all your multiple suits.
Here's the
Must
confessional.
Must be nice there, fella.
Same yes. tie. Same tie.
Oh.
I wore that same red power tie. Me and Trump, we like the red ties. So... anyways, I was wearing a suit. I dressed up. And the only one who's apparently got video of this appearance, the only one that could prove it ever happened, Alan Robinson. Our pal Alan, he wasn't even interviewed. He just happened to be in the accompaniment of someone that was. And, you know, he was on the video for a second or two. So someone told him. And he apparently, you know, pulled it up on his DVR at home. I don't know how he pulled this video. So he shared it with us. And Rich is going to share it with you. And maybe we'll just include the part that Crudy's in. Maybe we'll skip the
That's
rest.
That's the most important part.
Well, let's play cut one. Crudy being interviewed on the CNN. And this is how they led the story on Anderson Cooper 360.
Third-party candidacies, to my opinion, are an unacceptable answer in the 2024 election.
Mike Crudy is at the helm of his liberal talk radio show in Wisconsin, where the question of the day is one that many Democrats are stewing over.
Any appetite for Robert Kennedy Jr. this fall?
Wisconsin is one of the tightest battlegrounds of all, made clear again tonight as Donald Trump returned for a rally in Green Bay. But in the rematch with President Biden comes a new wild card in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He's playing spoiler, and I'm not clear why. I am fearful of a second Trump term. There's only one acceptable vote, and that's for Joe Biden. And you don't got to love him, but you do have to vote for him come this November.
No, not the greatest sound ever. Clearly, the only video we have of Crudy's appearance on CNN, my glorious ascension to CNN, is somebody's videotaping the television while apparently emptying the dishwasher. I mean, or maybe just
someone's got KP, man.
So this is what we've been relegated to. You wonder why we didn't talk about this sooner?
You know, before when I was a kid, when I got the super cool boombox with the two tape players in it, you know, you kind of put the boombox next to the other boombox, play one, hit record on the other. That's kind of
or you'd hold your tape recorder up to the radio to try and record your favorite songs.
That never works.
You know, there are some other finely featured people, but because of the sound quality, and I didn't realize there would be actual porcelain chinking in the background. I didn't hear that on my cell phone so clearly, but let's play the one other clip. This is actually the conclusion. Kelda Royce was also featured. Other people featured. It wasn't just Buck Rudy, but, you know, I got the raps, the beginning and the end. Let's play the end, Rich.
Well, actually, it's primarily you because I couldn't get the beginning and the end of Kelda. So it's you're the star again.
You are the star.
Play it.
Bright, shiny star.
You're it.
Back on the radio, Crudy intends to keep voicing his concerns about all third-party threats that he believes could upend the 2024 rematch.
I would say Jill Stein, the Green Party, worries me as much as Kennedy does, but I am concerned because anything that changes the head-to-head electoral math between Trump and Biden changes the math, and I don't like that.
And now, Kennedy like or that. Any third-party candidate can get on the ballot with only 2,000...
So anyways, then they tossed it back to CNN and discussed it for a minute. And I didn't even see it, except on videotape of the screen, the very lowest of quality. But I still have to acknowledge and thank Alan, because at least he had the common courtesy to videotape the screen and share it with me.
I think we got to be able to track it down somewhere, man. We'll make an effort.
How'd I look?
Oh, you look good. I got to tell you, when I did see it, Crudy, I was like, well, wow, you actually sound like a fairly intelligent, informed pundit. Not like anything. I've known you all these years, man. So you pulled it off, man. You know what it was? It was the tie.
Red power tie.
Yeah, I mean, that gives you all legitimacy. Three beer prog shirt, you know, cool, but maybe not down to the politics until you get to know me.
I'm going old school today. Also black, slimming. Because I'm feeling a little puffy after beer and late night pizza. Actually, no beer. No beer for me, but I am wearing the classic
Devil Radio. Bring it, baby.
And, you know, people have been saying to us for so long, Don, is there ever going to be swag? And I have an answer to that question. Someday soon.
Someday.
There will be.
Someday.
The greatest radio show ever. There will be Devil's Advocate swag, perhaps, by the end of this week, Don.
Ooh.
It's a secret. Don't tell anyone. You can look super sexy. Come back.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines 844-9672-789. Crudy just relishing the CNN superstardom, man. But there is the article, actually. And I wanted to get your sense.
We may have more people listening to us than they have watching CNN.
I mean, the third-party candidacy issue, right? And in this particular, it was about Kennedy Jr., right? But you mentioned Phil Anderson, our pal over at the Libertarian Party. He's running,
yes.
Right? Well, Gary Johnson.
Running for U.S. Senate.
Gary Johnson, when he ran in 2016, got way more votes than Jill Stein did. He had like 100-some thousand votes.
Correct.
What, you don't think any
and
of those?
You emceed the convention that year.
Yeah.
So you were so effective.
Yes, I was.
You cost Hillary Clinton the presidency.
You're welcome.
Dominic.
It's all my fault.
It is, clearly.
So, but
why, A to B to C.
How would you, I mean, why Jill Stein? Why would you give more, you know, put more of that on Stein's candidacy than you would Gary Johnson's?
I wouldn't. I blame you all.
But well, no one brings up Gary Johnson. It's
very
always,
often.
It's always Jill Stein. It's always
because
Jill
presumably
Stein.
Gary Johnson was a bleed against Trump. Gary Johnson was the alternative.
But why would you
Trump.
Presume that? That wasn't me.
Well, libertarians typically are far closer to the right than the left. They might be down for weed smoking, man, but that's mainline Republican policy with everything except Republican legislators at the state capitol. Everybody else is down for weed these days. Well, that stops being the appealing part of the libertarianism. The otherwise, the only part of the libertarianism I get is they're selfish. They just don't want to pay for anybody else's stuff. I got mine.
and
I want to keep mine. I don't want to pay
so
any
taxes.
So you
think, generally speaking, besides me, besides yours truly, those that would vote for the Libertarian Party would generally be Republican light.
And selfish. And no offense, buddy, but I've always thrown you in that category.
Hey, man, I'll own that. I am very self-aware. Because there is no, there is no we without me. You know what I'm saying? It's very, just laying it out there for you, brother. Otherwise, it's you, yo.
That's always been pretty clear in our friendship.
Oh, man.
That hurts a little.
844-967-2789. But what about this time? You think Kennedy's going to, he has a bigger, seriously, be more dangerous to Joe Biden than he would to Trump? I don't know about that.
I think that
the anti-vaxxer is going to, all the anti-vaxxer Trump supporters, if anyone's going to be anti-vaxxer, it's probably going to be MAGAs, probably Republicans. I mean, that's not going to be a whole lot of Dems, man.
Dom, I haven't independently verified this, but it is my clear inkling that the Robert Kennedy Jr. campaign is being funded by MAGA supporters. And there's perhaps some Venn diagram going on the political strategy side. I think they are trying to bleed some votes away from Joe Biden. I think that this is intentional. This is strategic. This is not about Kennedy ever being the president of the United States. It's never going to happen, right?
Right.
So why? What is the purpose of this candidacy? To crash and burn Joe Biden's candidacy.
Well, that only works if you think that Kennedy's going to pull more votes from Biden than he would from Trump.
Well, I have seen that there's now some reluctance amongst the MAGA to continue to prop up the Kennedy candidacy.
What is it about the Kennedy candidacy that you think would appeal to otherwise disaffected Democratic voters? It's not the anti-vaxxer portion of it. Maybe it's the family name, but that only gets you so far, Jeb Bush.
It's youth. It's vibrancy.
But the guy's like 70-some years old, man.
No, he's not.
How old is he?
Like 50s?
No, hell no.
Look him up.
I'll look him up.
It's worth a Google.
Yeah, come on.
He's very, and he's buff. He's buff, right? I was under the impression he's maybe 50s, late 50s. I think relative to either of the other two candidates, he'd win in an arm wrestling match. That's my, you haven't found his age yet?
No.
Google. G-O-O-G-L-E. Google. How old do you think he is?
I think
he's 70?
Yes.
I think you're absolutely wrong, but what do I know?
All right. Well, look.
Just perhaps predicated on the death date of the father. I mean, at best case scenario, he would have to be born in the early 60s, right? So he might be 60. I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
You can't find it on Google?
Oh, hang on. That was John F. Kennedy. He's only 38, but he's dead. Junior, anyway. Who are we looking up?
Bobby.
Robert
Kennedy Jr.
All right.
Please, someone from the audience, for the love of God, hit the text line. Or call the phone line, 844-967-2789.
70. He was born in 54.
He was born in 54. No kidding.
Wow. Yeah. That HGH does wonders, man. I mean, you see Sylvester Stallone still.
Should I consider that?
I mean, that stuff is a miracle drug, man.
HGH, yeah. Human growth hormone.
Yeah, man.
And you think that that's what's...
I have no idea.
Vitalizing Kennedy?
Well, he's doing something
much more muscular than your average 70-year-old.
Certainly, yeah. And I don't know if you know this about me, Crudy, but I work out quite a bit. And
doesn't show.
This is what I'm saying. It's all those
not
empty,
that way.
Empty tequila calories, man. Yeah, Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. born January 17th, 1954.
Oh, he's too old.
He's young and vibrant. So you're...
I'm saying...
Good thing you didn't say that on CNN, man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he's young and vibrant. He's like my age. What? I mean, he's certainly in better shape than you, but he's
that's a low bar.
Yes.
844-967-2789. Dick's going to bail me out here. I feel quite confident. Dick, in his garage in Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, you stole my thunder. I knew he was about my age. 68, 69, 70, somewhere in there. So he is 70.
Well, and it is youth and young and vibrant compared to the other old guys that are running for president.
Thanks for saying that about me.
Yeah, but, Dick, you're young, brother. You got.
I've never seen you without a shirt on, or I've never seen your bare feet either. But that's a thing for Kennedy.
Well, hey, man, you got at least 6-7 months to go, brother. So you just stay alive until voting time. All right.
But to last Tuesday, I almost did something that you were thinking about too, Crute, for a total different reason, not Kennedy. I think that's just nonsense. This fighting against Biden, I'm certainly this fall would never even consider it. But I thought I tickled the idea of voting for Chris Christie to mess with things.
Just to mess with things.
And
I know we had a friend. Dick, I was just going to say another friend of the show, Jeff, had texted in real time to me that he had voted cross ticket for Nikki Haley. So I knew it wasn't unprecedented when I suggested.
No.
You know, considered, but I voted for Biden.
I did too, but I was thinking Christie because he's the only Republican who has absolutely said he will not vote for Trump.
Well, and he makes you look skinny, doesn't he, Dick?
Yes, that's that too.
That's why Dom hangs out with me. He only looks in shape by comparison.
Thanks for the call, Dick. Appreciate it, man. Have a good day.
And quite frankly, he only looks sexy by comparison.
Oh, come on, baby.
Again, a low bar.
That's why
I do radio.
See? Why are you doing CNN then? Thank God you didn't say that. Oh, so what do you think about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s? Well, you know, I don't like anything that changed the equation. And the guy's young. I mean, he's in his 50s and in great shape because, you know, I'm not going to vote for anybody that doesn't have a six-pack of abs or spotted cow.
I can't tell you for the life of me what the appeal of Robert Kennedy Jr. is. I've never found any appeal to him other than the anti-vaxxer movement before it was discredited, the Wakefield that he has hung his star on, which is discredited research, made-up research. Other than the anti-vaxxer thing, I don't get it. Come back, Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, welcome but funny is funny.
To the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Got my little buddy right here with me. Got you listening to us either on your car radio, maybe in the house, maybe on the Civic Media app. It's super cool. You can text us there as well. Just push the little button on the app, Dom. It goes right to my phone. I know what the people are saying. Or you can do it the traditional way, 844-967-2789. I told you, Dom, RFK Jr. is a prop up of the MAGA movement.
Matthew Chapman.
That's where the money's coming from.
Raw story. Well, maybe they're getting cold feet. Here's the title. Trump allies getting spooked that promoting RFK Jr. may blow up in their faces. When environmental attorney and noted conspiracy theorist. And isn't that great you get known for that? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. jumped into the presidential race in the Democratic primary. Former President Donald Trump and his associates cheered him on. But now he's running as an independent instead, and they're divided over whether to promote him or stop him, unsure of whether his presence will hurt or help their campaign. According to reporter Mark Caputo at The Bulwark, for months, the conventional wisdom has held that Kennedy was more of a problem for Democrats, that he would siphon off votes from President Biden. The Biden campaign launched a full-scale assault on Kennedy, defining the scion of Democratic royalty as a stalking horse for Trump, following election complaints against the independence campaign and trying to, in some states, to block him from qualifying for the ballot. However, while Kennedy does have the name of a distinguished Democratic political family and has pushed some liberal policies, like on the environment, he has, by and large, focused his campaign on appealing to the far right, with his attacks on medical science that sometimes veer into anti-Semitic territory and his defense of the January 6th rioters.
Yeah, that's where he's probably going to lose me.
Well, but is he going to gain some Trumpsters? That's the point.
Yes, maybe.
This has some, but not all, of Trump supporters worried that overall he'll pull more votes from Trump than Biden. A quote from a GOP operative. A year ago, everyone thought Kennedy was a good thing. Not everyone thinks that's a good idea now. The challenge today with Kennedy is that he's appealing to the Go F the World voter, which is a portion of the Trump coalition.
It's a big portion of the Trump coalition.
Well, I can appreciate that sentiment sometimes. And that's the challenge. The Kennedy base of support is still closer to a Bernie-type voter, but Trump won some of them in 2016. As a consequence, many conservative outlets that were once hyping Kennedy are now trashing him as a liberal. All this comes as Democrats watching early polls say that he could, in fact, lose a significant portion of votes to Kennedy, and they're gearing up for an offensive of their own. Democrats have waged a two-front war on both Trump and third-party candidates. Now that the group No Labels has quit its effort to recruit a presidential candidate, the Democratic National Committee, two Biden super PACs, and the group Third Way are planning to focus more negative attention on Kennedy, wrote Caputo. For his part, Kennedy has proclaimed his campaign a spoiler for both President Biden and for President Trump, a shift from his previous claim that he would mainly take votes from Trump. So yeah,
is there a path to the presidency there?
Why? Well, and the Bernie Sanders comparison. I mean, Bernie could win a primary. You know, I mean, yes. Bernie had a chance. Kennedy has zero chance. And so you're anti-vax, occasionally anti-Semitic. Hey, J6 Patriots had no weapons, which he had to apparently retract. It seems like he's going after, you know, the Trumpsters, man. And who on the right? Who are the Bernie supporters are going to go for a guy like that?
No one. None. We know we were at enough Bernie rallies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very QAnon kind of stuff. We know where he's going to appeal to.
Yeah.
It's going to be squarely in the Trump camp. I, as I pointed out on the CNN interview, the lightly viewed and videotaped off a TV screen with dishwasher being emptied in the background that we played for you, our fair audience. Nothing but the best for you. Just so we could be self-
We, the royal we. Me, there's no we without me. Remember that, Curdy.
How could I forget being your friend and colleague? I have a different thought, perhaps a more intelligent thought.
Doubtful.
You know, Trump's doing the radio circuit these days.
Oh, really? Is he coming on?
Haven't yet tried to book him here.
Okay, let's not do that.
Now, he did go on anti-Trump radio the first time through. The Trump campaign in 2016 put him on with Charlie Sykes, who lambasted his ass. Vicky McKenna, who he hung up on. You know, they all hated his ass before
those that remain merged
their agendas and fully embraced Belling, Dan O'Donnell, Vicky McKenna, and my buddy Joe Gigante up there in the Northwoods. The regular Joe.
Yeah.
Who plays out in Green Bay, and we've got our own outlet. We're not playing there at this moment, Don, but we do. WGBW 97.9, just down the dial from where regular Joe's at. Trust me, it's second adjacent. As
now you've had Radio Joe, and I was gone.
Regular
one time.
Joe, yeah. I did. I had him on as a co-devil.
Oh, you did, and why?
Regular Joe, actually, because I do try to keep open-minded dialogue going on with other people. I've had Joe Walsh on as well. He was a Republican that ran against Trump.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I try to be open-minded, Dom. And Joe Gigante, as a human being, dude, you know, if he was sitting on the bar from us, we'd find common ground with Joe.
Of course, right.
But as a radio host, we are so far diametrically opposed to what it is that this guy stands for. And, you know, that's the
But
trouble.
Can you find common ground with that, though? I mean, that's what...
Can
this,
I?
This
yeah,
whole common...
he and I, where our point of commonality comes.
What?
We both have kids on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
And when it's your family and when it's your kid, yeah. I mean, we have a shared experience. And, you know, he might do it in an inferior fashion, but we also both share the commonality of loving our radio profession, loving what we do. Joe is self-syndicated. I don't know if you noticed, but that's kind of what we got going on here. We, the royal we, if you know what I'm saying. So there is some commonality there, even if politically, ideologically, we don't see eye to eye.
Is it political to try to overthrow the government, or is that something different?
Oh, I would certainly call that political.
Is it? Is fascism a political standpoint? A political arena. I just
I think it is.
I don't know, man.
Like, that goes beyond politics.
Yes,
that's more of that's, a
yes. It goes to the humanity. It goes to the force of will and murder and mayhem that you, if you don't go along with
nobody
the way
ever
I'm
thinks
doing
they're
it,
the bad guy, Don.
No. Are you sure about that?
Everyone sees themselves
really?
As the hero of their own story.
Come on, man. You don't think,
I know
you don't
I
think
do.
Some people embrace the villainy, the debauchery?
What, like, you know, the, you know, WWE villain?
Yes, absolutely. Who's the bald guy, the advisor for Trump who did the spray on hair? The real nasty
Stephen
dude.
Miller.
Yeah, Stephen Miller. You think Stephen Miller...
Oh, he's a nasty SOB.
You
no
think
doubt.
He looks in the mirror and says, I am the savior of humanity. You think he thinks himself of that way? Or do you think he loves to, like,
well,
put
he
his
would,
foot on the neck of immigrants?
I think he sees himself as the savior of white humanity. And I agree with the assessment. He probably would see himself putting his foot on the neck of immigrants. I mean, I think he pays extra down at the clubs for that.
Gross. I mean, you never know what you're into, man.
844-967-2789.
So to the point of, and I guess this kind of leads off the conversation we had yesterday a little bit. How do we as a show product, how do, you know, independent, true, straight down the middle, try to, you know, report the facts, AP style reporting. How do you address a guy like Donald Trump who lies constantly about everything, like verifiable stuff? Oh, all the legal minds said this. No, they didn't. No, all legal minds say anything about anything, and you are lying about that. And you can go down the list.
The question first asked with Scott Walker in the state of Wisconsin, who right. was a pathological liar, politically speaking. And, you know, the question was asked, I believe, Matt DeFore, then a journalist at the the Wisconsin State Journal. And I think Matt said, well, and if it's not Matt, I apologize, Matt DeFore, but I always really respected the guy. He said, but, you know, Walker's big thing is Wisconsin needs welders. You know, he said, well, you can't call him a big, fat welder.
You liar.
Liar, yeah. And we've always questioned, why not? If the man's lying.
And you're reporting facts and the truth, if you report that someone is habitually lying or specifically lying, isn't it your duty to report that as objective, verifiable news, facts? That's not leaning one way or the other. That's reporting
okay,
specific facts.
We watch the spin of the Biden campaign through their or the Biden administration or any press secretary.
Sure.
Put the best spin on
always.
It for their campaign.
Yep.
Is it our role, from your point of view, is it our role to put a best spin on the Biden presidency? Because I know there are those in the audience that think we are supposed to be the cheerleaders for the Biden reelection campaign. And anything short of that, any critical thought of Biden,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we've broken with the team. I get these emails probably more than you.
Yeah, they don't email me.
No one ever. Why don't you ever offend the people? You're not doing this
job. I know I'm doing something wrong. So, I think you could say that about any public relations person. That's their job. But when you stand up and say, that was the biggest history crowd in the history of the world ever, like Spicy did right at the beginning. No, it wasn't. You can see by the photos. It's, you know, verifiable. You can check it. It was false. It was lie. It was not right.
I mean, no, Robert Kennedy Jr. is 54 years old. Yeah. No older than that. I don't care what Google says.
Right, exactly. And I stand up by that and I say it over and over again. And I'm supposed to be like, oh, well, Crudy said this. And someone else said, no, he's 70 years old. And, you know, you can decide. No, there's no deciding. There's one of those statements is true. The other one, if repeated over and over again after being corrected, proves you to be a bald-faced liar. And that if that offends people, then maybe they should stop lying.
I'm offended that he's really 70 because I really had a younger perception of the man.
That's because he's in good shape.
I didn't mean to mislead you.
I was a little shocked when he said that. We saw him working out with his jeans at the, in California.
Venice Beach or something, right? Right? Looked like he's a pumped up guy.
Well, he was, man.
He's more pumped than Schwarzenegger at this age.
At this point, right.
So here's my point.
Okay.
I assume you have a reputable source, although I should have independently verified
the
age of Robert Kennedy Jr.
It's Wikipedia.
But once you're presented with, you know, presumably the facts of his birth age, should I not then accept that fact, even though it's contrary to what I thought the real answer was?
You really thought that dude was like your age, man?
I did.
Oh, no.
I hadn't put deep thought into it. I feel like I'm like 28 years old at this point. I mean, the body says otherwise, yes, but the mind, the spirit
is young.
The spirit is young. And he always had that weird voice thing. But he had that 15 years ago when he was doing a radio show on Lefty Talking Madison.
Back when he was 35?
He was like 39 then, man. Do the math. 15 off of 54. Except he's 15 years older than I perceived him to be. Right. So we did have something of a drunken theoretical conversation, and it's not theoretical for us. Because the question is, what's our role out here on the radio each and every day? Not what corporate America would like us to be doing, but... Right. You know, as a carve-out, as a self-syndicating little radio endeavor. You know, we choose for us what we do. You know, could have consequences.
It could. It may or it may not. We'll see. That time will tell. Certainly, that's a question for us. And you know, we make those determinations. But this is not just about us. This is about, you know, other news agencies. You know what I'm saying?
We can't make them do it the right way like we do it.
I understand that, but should they do it the way we're doing it?
Yes, because it fell short. In 2016, the news failed us. What did Les Moonves at CBS say?
I loved it, man.
Trump is great for ratings.
Yeah.
Made tons of money on the Trump campaign. You know, sadly, I would say, and someone said this to me. Hey, you know what, Crudy? Here's the worst thing that happens. Trump wins re-election. That'll be great for your show, great for your business. Yeah, I'm like, and foremost, had never considered that a possibility. Like, my mind doesn't allow me. That's cognitive dissonance, that it's even a possibility that Trump could win. But no! And we did try it as resistance radio to Trump. You know, some made it blown up. We didn't. We were always super cool. They knew us before there was a Trump. Come back. More devils. You'll know us after Trump dies. Hopefully sooner than later. 844-967-2789. Rhetorically speaking. Is that fair?
Sure.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us anytime, 844-967-2789.
You know, Dom, last night we had a less than theoretical conversation about whether U.S. Senator Ron Johnson should again be welcomed on the airwaves with us. Because we've done 25 or more interviews with Ron.
Yeah.
Ron specifically pulled me aside at the end of the 22 cycle and said, I'd come back on the show if you boys asked. You know, after I win the election. But the January 6th has always been a bridge too far for you. And you don't want Ron on the show. If Donald Trump, if some jacknut from his campaign, you know, found us on the wrong list and thought they should book us because we're syndicated across Wisconsin. We are the greatest radio show ever. And they thought we'd be fair to the man. And I said, hey, Dom, I got Trump booked for Friday. What time? Like 4:30. Okay. We do not have Trump booked for Friday. So, you know, don't make a note of it. But what would you do?
I'd leave it up to you, man. I wouldn't. There's nothing that man could say to me that I would want to hear. And the questions I have for him are questions he wouldn't want to answer. So I highly doubt that would ever happen. Same with Rojo.
You think it would be contentious?
Oh, absolutely, man. Yes. When you come face to face with the leader of the fascist movement of our time, you're damn right it's contentious. And when you come face to face with those that would help him in that endeavor, those that support him, those that enable him, every single time, yes, it better be contentious.
Do you think Ron sees himself, Mr. Contention, as a insurrectionist supporting bastard, as a fascist? I mean, he told us if it had been Black Lives Matter protesters coming marching up on January 6th.
Then he'd have been worried.
Then he'd have been nervous.
So he's the racism is very evident there. Those are his people, right? The guy's lying about it. He's been lying the whole time.
Have you ever been, well, it was a violent attack on the U.S. Capitol, and there were guns. I actually saw for the very first time a gun discharged outside of the Capitol on video on the January 6th videotape. I finally have seen
was
guns.
The guy that shot on the ground, or the guy shooting the
guy
air?
Guy shooting in the air off scaffolding.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. Super Yeehaw! Cool when you do that.
Oh, yeah. So much fun because those bullets, they go forever. They never come back to Earth.
Well, Trump booked himself on my buddy Joe Giangante's show. Am I guilty by association because I've
bit.
Had Joe on the show?
I mean, a little
just
bit.
Just wondering, just wondering. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday, that's today, folks, repeated the lie that he won Wisconsin in 2020, just 7 months before he'll again appear on the ballot, warning the state's top election administrator, we'll try to steal another election if she's not removed.
I mean, so really? I mean, okay, please continue.
Trump in the radio interview, apparently with Joe Giangante, although it doesn't say that here, continued his attacks on the Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf and said she should be gone. He accused Republican Speaker Robin Voss and Reince Priebus. That's his college roommate, Dom. You know, they're thick as thieves.
Wasn't Priebus his chief of staff for a minute?
Trump's former chief of staff, Reince Priebus, was. I'm not doing enough to force her out. Does Reince even work in Wisconsin? I thought he was out in D.C. cashing big checks.
Isn't he? He's leading the RNC thing.
Is that his role?
Well, he's in charge. He's the one doing all the
I
speaking.
Actually, we heard good things about their organizational skills for a convention. I've heard, this is the actual quote. Now, it does say here at the article, Wolf did not steal the election from Trump. Like, you got to put that in writing. That little...
So, and that's the thing. So if you're interviewing, oh, you know, if she'll try to steal another election if she's not removed. Well, no, Don.
She did not.
She did not try to steal the election. That's
she
wrong.
Did. She did. The ballot boxes, the absentee ballots. You couldn't. You. I mean, I realize it would be a contentious interview.
Of course it
you
would.
You wouldn't be up for that challenge, man. You would shy. You.
No, of course I wouldn't shy. If he came in the room, I'd get in his ass. Of course. That's how it's done. And a guy like that is not going to try to let you, you know, slide in with questions. They're going to try to talk over you. And no one, and that's the thing. And I've had this conversation with other folks and family members who think they're so right and so righteous. And they're not going to let you stop. They're not going to let you get a word. And they're going to keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. And that doesn't work for me because I'm going to keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. And now where the hell we're at? We're not having an interview. We're not having a conversation. You got just two jacknuts talking over each other. That's not great radio.
That's why I'm here, to move the conversation forward. Now, here is what Trump said, and it is being reported here as the regular Joe show. That's Joe Giangante. I've heard so much about Megan Wolf, and it's like unanimous. She shouldn't be there.
No, that's not true. That's it's a bipartisan six-person board, three Democrats and three Republicans.
And Robin Voss, who's a Republican, is allowing her to be there. I don't understand it. I can't imagine it. Well, he doesn't have a very broad imagination, Don, except for grifting. Trump said Voss is very friendly with Priebus, who's heading the Republican National Convention's Milwaukee Host Committee. Yes, very well done. All right. You read ahead in the article, Don.
I did not.
Appearing to suggest...
I didn't cheat, I swear.
Appearing to suggest Priebus should encourage Voss to terminate Wolf.
I'll you know, be like, back.
You're fired, like he used to do on The Apprentice, Dom. Neither Wolf nor Voss responded to a Journal Sentinel request for comment. What else? The comments on Tuesday were the latest from the former president in his nearly 4 years. At least he's consistent. Of falsely claiming he won Wisconsin in 2020. Recounts and court rulings affirm Joe Biden's more than 20,000 vote victory in the state. That's not a huge number, but it's enough. And it's also the latest attack on Wolf, who has become the target of Republicans in the state over those false claims of the stolen election. Jeez. Republican lawmakers have zeroed in on Wolf in part because of actions the bipartisan, again, three Republican appointees, including insurrectionist supportive Bob Spindelli, still on the WEC, Dom. It has a panel of six commissioners that voted to take during the coronavirus pandemic at a time when health officials were advising people to avoid crowds and for some voting practices that have since been deemed illegal through lawsuits.
Crudy, on Tuesday, Trump put the blame for his loss on the shoulders of Wolf Dominic. And Voss. I couldn't understand how we lost that election because, you know, I love the state and I have so many friends in the state. It never made sense to me. Now we find out why. She should be gone. He called the 2020 election bad and falsely claimed it meant for years you have to stay with somebody that wasn't elected. He again mentioned Priebus, noting he was very instrumental in bringing the RNC to Milwaukee, which he referred to as the election this summer. I mean, you're going to have a conversation with that rattled old man, that old fascist? What are you going to say? What are you going to provide? What news are you going to give the people that they don't already know?
It is my job to bring interesting and insightful conversation to the radio airwaves. I feel like I would accomplish that goal. It would be illuminating. It'd make you laugh. It'd make you cry.
Yeah.
More Devil's Advocates. I promise there will be a gamut of emotions in hour two.